Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a brand new episode of How Do We Human, the podcast where we talk about all of the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Binning.
And I'm one of your hosts, Evan Cox.
And today we're going to be talking about going to the doctor.
Doctor!
But first, Evan.
Yes.
I gotta check up on you.
You put your finger up.
I did.
a weird gesture.
That's right.
Giving me a prostate check.
That's right. That's the type of check that we're going to do.
How you doing?
Awkward
doctor visits. I want to say, before we started recording, I was just saying I thought it was my turn to do the intro, so I had something ready. Mine was also doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Excellent.
But I got a bad case of something I don't need to tell you. It's doctor patient confidentiality.
So.
Yours was smoother. Certainly less clunky. I, on this episode about doctors, want to share a story about leaving the dentist.
Okay.
I believe I've mentioned, I mentioned all my fillings on the candy episode, of course.
That's right.
I had to go to the dentist recently, get that all taken care of. Happy to have gotten it. Felt weird for a little bit, but now it's like, yeah, they've really settled in, and I just got better teeth. Who knew? The dentist. Anyways, so that was in the middle of a work day, and I work from home right now. And a lot of my work is social media related. So I'm like, I'll just bring my phone. And I have access to Slack. I have access to social. And I can upload stuff, write stuff, whatever they need. They said it'll be like an hour and a half. It ended up being maybe 2 hours of painful drilling.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving. I realized, like, okay, it was about 2 hours. I should really probably just sit in my car for a sec, catch up on Slack, catch up on my emails, etc., before heading home. And my dentist is literally, like, 5 minutes away from my apartment. But for my peace of mind, you know, I want to get on top of it.
Right.
Yeah, I did. Nobody gives a shit, but I do. And so I go into my car. I sit there. I forget if... Oh, it was just a hot day. So I'm like, well, I'm turning on my car because I want the AC to go. And I don't want to kill my battery. So I turn the key and get the air conditioning on and I start going through my Slack. And so right next to my dentist is a pet store, like a pet food supply store. The same place I tried to... waited forever to get my dog washed.
Right.
My dog's nails trimmed and failed. And this woman comes out with her dog on a leash. And just like out of nowhere, she's like going to open her door. She's parked right next to me on my left. And she goes, "Oh, my dog!" Just screams at the top of her lungs, looking at me like waving her arms. I'm like, what? I rolled out my window. She's like, "Don't run over my dog." I was like, I'm not. I'm good. Don't worry. I'm in park. I'm just sitting here." And she goes, "Oh, okay." And she opens her car door, puts the dog in, and I go back to trying to get some work done. And she's like, You have to go first because I don't want you to hit my dog." It's like, "I'm not going to hit your dog." But I was like, fuck it. I just put my phone down and left. But I was like, I've never so myself being completely passive upset another person to that degree. Just sitting there checking my emails. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
At the very least. I don't recommend it, you know. If you're leaving the dentist and that happens to you, just run over that dog. It's too late. You don't want to have that conversation with someone. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. My girlfriend and I went on a little vacation last week. We went to Flagstaff, Arizona.
The latest vacation.
I was very excited to be in a hotel. We've talked about how much we love hotels.
Gotta love them.
And I, for a very long time, Evan, years at this point probably,
dang,
have been craving just one of those thin, flaky waffles from a hotel's continental breakfast.
Gotta love them.
And we found a hotel that offered continental breakfast. We were like, book that hotel. It wasn't super expensive. We were very excited. We got to the hotel at like 7 p.m. Check in, get the room. And then, you know, they give us a little map of like of the hotel because it was a couple different buildings. And so I'm looking at this map of the hotel and I'm like, I don't really see a spot for where the breakfast is.
Panic ensues.
Panic ensues. And so we start investigating a little further, definitely making sure we don't ask anybody that works at the hotel, but investigating in
recent
reviews or scouring the the premises. And eventually we come to find out that there is no continental breakfast amidst the COVID-19 pandemic.
I guess that makes sense, but that sucks.
Yeah. So I did not get my beloved waffle that I have been waiting for. We found a like coffee shop that had waffles, and so I got one of those, but it was, you know, it was like thick and like crispy.
Yeah,
and
I wanted too good of a waffle.
I wanted thin and flaky.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, the other waffle was good, but it wasn't what I needed. I needed like a cheap Waffle House waffle.
Yeah, I need to buy just like a continental breakfast waffle maker.
Yeah, you know?
I don't have a waffle maker because I'm a pancake boy.
Mm-hmm.
But you love the chance. You love the chance to have a waffle when you can.
I used to have one. I had like a small one. Like it wasn't one of the big ones that you get in a hotel. I had like a little tiny waffle maker for a little while. And I found that I didn't love making the batter.
Yeah.
And then cleaning the waffle iron. Which is why you love a hotel continental breakfast waffle.
Yeah,
where the
away.
Batter is pre-made in just a giant jug that you pour into the waffle iron, and then you don't have to clean it.
You flee the scene of the crime.
Exactly.
It's the best. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, maybe someday. That's why I need everybody to get vaccinated so that I can have
yes!
waffles and a hotel continental breakfast.
Is that all? We all just want waffles at continental breakfast. Or if he's making them, from Donkey.
That's right. Oh, yeah, he makes them in the morning.
He's making waffles. Shall we give him the news? Doctor.
Yeah,
it didn't fully make sense, but when I said, Chris, how you doing? I realized I should have said, Chris, give me the news.
Yeah, yeah.
It was we both missed.
Missed it.
We didn't even swing at that ball. That was just,
I was too busy
right
giving you the prostate exam.
I get it. It takes a lot of attention. Intent navigation.
But I think it's our appointment time for the main topic.
Deal. So this is a topic we've kind of talked about in a few different episodes, particularly the waiting in lines. I think we even touched on it a little bit in the dentist episode.
Yeah, probably.
But as I mentioned in a previous episode, like, I got too many stories from this recent trip that it's like, that's, I have how you doings for like 6 months. We've never done an episode just
You know, 5 months ago, I went to the doctor.
Well, I know you and I have both done that, where it's like sometimes you just get backed up on stories, and then a lot of those stories just go away because like that week comes and you realize like this was like 3 months ago. I'm not like interested in telling this story anymore, exactly. And other things have happened. You just lose them. So, too many how you doings. Hey, it's a good excuse for an episode sometimes.
Yeah. Tell us about that doctor visit.
Man, I went to the doctor. I know I've long ago mentioned my previous time going to the doctor to figure out what the hell's going on in my abdomen. I thought it was appendicitis at first, but then it's just like it's a colitis flare-ups or something. That's what I had to get a colonoscopy for, which sucked. And we're now back. We're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
And my doctor's a teasing. Like, hey, we might have to do another colonoscopy. And I'm like, you might go fuck yourself. You might and again, hey, for anyone listening, if you've never done it, the colonoscopy itself is not bad. It's the day before. That's one of the worst days of my life.
Where you're just like eating like Jello and just drinking nothing. Salt water or something like that.
Basically, yeah. Well, you can eat yellow Jello,
yellow Jello,
lemon Jello,
let it mellow,
chicken broth. And that's it. Popsicles, yellow popsicles, but everything has to be lemon or lime, because anything else will dye your insides. But then you're also drinking like 100 ounces of liquid laxative. It's a bad day. It's a really fucking bad day that no one should experience. But you'll all do it eventually. Have fun. Anyways, this is what has spurred me going to the doctor a bunch recently. Big ol' fun time. The main event.
Yeah.
The main event, which I don't think I've even mentioned yet, which is pretty cool of me. I like to talk about myself a lot. And this was a big thing in my world. But so basically, I had a video appointment with a doctor, which that's a whole other thing. I have a primary care physician, a PCP.
Yeah, you know me.
You know me. But I've only like met that doctor once. Literally every other time I've tried to make an appointment with him, whoever does their messaging is like, great, we've given you an appointment with this other doctor. And it's never like the one other doctor I see. It's like I've seen 7 different doctors for different things. I'm like, why don't I have a doctor? I went through a big process.
Do you feel like they're
avoiding
you?
I think they're avoiding me. I don't think they like me. And I don't know why. I've always been nice to him. Anyways, I was talking to this doctor, and she's like, great. Downside, you know, you getting that colonoscopy at this point, I think it was like 3 years ago, that's not remotely relevant anymore. So we need all of those, your blood tests, all of that stuff needs to get redone. Like, how exciting. Just how I want to spend my time. I'm on the edge of a sneeze and I'm afraid of it. But it's leaving. We'll see. You guys might get a little sneeze sneaking up on you any second now. So I have to go into the doctor and get those lab tests done. And the shitty thing is I had to get my blood drawn for something unrelated like a month ago, but that's irrelevant to this, so I have to do it again. And I hate getting my blood drawn. I always have. I don't like needles. Not in a phobic way. I'm just not a fan. I don't like getting poked. Who likes getting poked?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Even he doesn't like it. He pokes everybody else.
He likes to do the poking. Yeah, you're right.
He loves to do the poking. The hokey poking. Anyways, something happened while I was getting my blood drawn.
Ooh.
First, I don't know if that's a nurse or a tech or what you call that, the people that work in the labs, but she tried to, I have very veiny arms, and so everyone's always excited to poke me, even though I don't want it. They're like, ooh, fuck yeah. So she does, you know, a little, little tap thing on the arm, sticks a needle in there.
I love the idea of you rolling up your sleeves when it's time to get your blood drawn and the tech being like, ooh, fuck yeah.
That's legitimately the reaction most times. Like, I never get out of there without someone complimenting my veins. So she sticks a needle in.
That's very vain of you.
I know. Well, if I'm vain about one thing, it's my veins. I'm a veiny vain man. A very veiny vain man. She sticks a needle in my vein, in my left arm, and some blood starts coming out, and then it stops. Just completely stops coming out. And okay. I'm over here, you know, like, looking away. I don't like looking at it, especially these, because I have to fill like 6 vials with my blood. And when you look over and see that going, it's like, ugh, gross. Just gets you thinking about it too much. And so this other tech, we'll call them techs. I don't know that that's at all what they're called. Yeah, I like it. Because the only tech I could think of is like a vet tech. So I don't think these were vet techs.
You don't?
I don't think so. We'll call them lab technicians. That sounds respectable.
Sure.
I like it. This other lab tech, hey, getting
that's
in the lingo.
Way better than calling them techs.
Agree, techs. T-E-X.
T-E-X, that's what we were calling them.
So this other, more experienced tech goes like, oh, he's tapped out. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I'm out of blood? So, like, they tapped out the vein. I don't know. For whatever reason, that vein wasn't given blood anymore. It was too small, despite all the compliments. It got shy. So they have to take it out. Do it in my other arm. So I go to my other arm. They stick me again. That one's flowing great. Just blood going everywhere. Fantastic.
Everywhere.
So I'm looking to my left. They got the sign that says whatever, but it's in Spanish. So I'm like, whenever I see, I took Spanish in high school. So whenever I see some signs in Spanish, I'm like, let me try to figure this out.
Yeah.
I don't speak it or read it like well, but it takes my mind off of this and I'm generally, hey, I'm pretty good. I'm like 80% good at reading Spanish. And I start getting very lightheaded. And then I start getting very nauseous. But I'm like, I know they've already, you can feel them toying around there. I know they've already filled like 4 vials or whatever. Like they're so close to being done. I'm like, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden one of them's like, you okay? And until they said that, I didn't realize I'm not okay. I'm not at all okay. I feel like, and then I was just out. I fainted. And that is a common thing with some people. Some people in my family. My sister and my dad both faint like pretty much every time they give blood. I remember people at high school when you'd had to give blood. There was a blood drive. And people would pass out in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have fainted once in my entire life. So this was like a near-death experience in my mind. That's what it felt like. And so I dreamed. A little dream started.
Time gone by.
I did. And then I got woken up and... Or I just, like, started waking up, and the vet tech. All right, fine. I go to the vet for my medical things. I admit it. She's like, oh, you're back. And I had no idea who she was or what she was talking about.
What?
Like, back? What do you mean? And it took me, like, a couple of minutes before I'm like, I passed out. Oh. And now I'm coming too. And they're bringing me, you know, like a wet cloth to put on my head and a bottle of water. And they're like, put your feet up and blah, 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 blah. And I knew for a fact, like I said, this is common. This happens to people. It's just felt weird because it's never happened to me before. But the tech in front of me seemed scared, which made me scared.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we have to take you to urgent care.
Oh.
to check all your vitals and make sure you're okay. Maybe because I'm saying like this, I've never fainted before. This is new and weird. So I feel bad, but and they're like, you can't stand up. And I'm like, I don't feel like I could stand up. I think I'd fall over. So they bring me a wheelchair. I got wheeled into urgent care. Now my fucking lights are going off in my head. Like, this is it. This is how I end. Not with a bang, but a whimper. You know, poetic. I came up with that. So everything was fine. Which is a part of my forever frustration with me going to the doctor. Because I got all this shit wrong with me. I got all these fucking problems. I'm passing out and scaring technicians that I need to go to urgent care and get my vitals checked to make sure I don't die. And every time I go to the doctor, my tests come back like, you are the healthiest person in the world. And I'm like, yeah. No, I'm not. Stop telling me that. But I am. Just like, my blood says I'm lovely. Written on the bathroom walls in my blood. Just says, Evan, you're lovely. Not an alarming message at all. But I don't know. It's a forever frustration, and I've got an appointment to follow up on those, Wednesday, 2 days from now. So we'll see what they, but all the tests came back fine. The other test I had to do was the real awkward test. And the funny thing is, this was all after I'd passed out and had to be taken to urgent care. And I was there for like an hour collectively. But I knew the technicians had said, we need a blood test and we need a stool sample.
Yeah.
The most awkward a doctor visit can get. Like, and it was funny because I got to listen to someone to my left have the exact same experience as me. So basically, with all the panic, they forgot to give me my little kit. You need a kit to give a stool sample. And so I had to go back, which I was kind of glad I had to go back, because then I got to see, because now I'm feeling fine. Like 40 minutes later or whatever, I can stand up. I'm not dizzy anymore. I walked in there, head held high. Like,
do you walk in there like Willy Wonka? You like open the door and then you act like you pass out. You somersault up to the front desk.
I woke up from passing out feeling like P. Diddy.
Oh.
You know? Kesha?
I got it. You brush your teeth with a bottle of Jack?
Probably. Yeah, you know me. Man, PCP.
Yeah.
So I got to go back there, and they were so happy to see I hadn't died. I was literally like, I'm alive! Like, being an idiot, because that's me. And
you,
so
you can't kill me that easily.
I
Everybody
wish.
In the waiting room was like, oh, shit.
I wish. Oh, that would have been a good line. No, I just did the reverse Frankenstein. I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Alive. I'm alive. Anyways, how awkward is it to have to walk into a lab and ask for it? Please, you forgot to give me my thing to poo in.
Please give me a little cup for my poo.
It's all I wanted. And they're like, oh, right, of course. Here, we'll give you this. And basically, the tech has to go, did you want to give this sample now? Or bring it back later? And that's not a question you can, like, immediately answer. Even though my immediate, like, I want to go home.
Right.
I don't want to do this here. But there's a pause and a look up, because you got to think and you got to feel your body for a second. Like,
yeah, is there one in the chamber?
Do I need to do this right now? It's just a very awkward question. And it's there's no other like situation in your life where someone's asking, and to, like when you were a kid, people were like, do you need to go before we leave? And then you just get this long gap where no one ever asks you that question. And it's like, thank God. Nobody needs to know. This is between me and my bidet.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time since we mentioned the bidet on this podcast.
It hasn't. It's time to shine, though. It's stepped
to shine up. What?
You know. Shiny hiney. Anyways, my answer was I would like to go home. I think it's time for us to part. We've had too many adventures today.
Right.
And then, like I said, I got to listen to the person next to me, like, get us, because someone else had to get us a little sample. They're like, did you want to do this here? And same pause.
They unbuckled their pants and they were like, let's do it.
I'll go. I think I'll do it in the waiting room. So I took it home. But then, like, you know, this isn't a test I want looming over me, and I've got a little extra time today, so the next time I had to, hey, I did. It sucked. I did not like that. I don't think I've ever done that, unless I blocked it out. But having to do that into a little container and use little sticks to chop it, put it into two different containers, it's a horrible experience. I didn't like it at all. Yeah, not a fan, but I'm like, well, I'm not.
I have a lot of questions about this, but I also don't want to hear the answers.
Exactly.
So
you don't.
I think we'll move on.
You don't want to hear the answers. I got too close and comfortable. You know what I mean? But I'm like, hey, I don't want this sitting around my apartment. Well, and the funny thing was, they give you a brown paper bag to put it in.
Oh, perfect.
And I did. I mean, you know, there's like a container with some liquid in it. You gotta shake, whatever. So I'm like, I guess I'm going back to the doctor. And I do. And hey, guess who's still at the lab? It's my favorite two people, my favorite two techs. But before that, actually, this is, or maybe I'll finish that and then tell this story. But no, these are two stories too big. Again, I apologize. This whole episode's just going to be me telling this one long story.
This is going to be Navigating the Gym Part 1 all over again.
This should be Navigating the Gym Part 3. Evan tells another story. So, they warned me. They're like, hey, if you don't poo here, you're going to have to check back in again. And I'm like, they're like, okay, all right. I'll go through the check-in process again. I'm going to leave, go home. I came back. I had to check in again. So the initial time I checked in, you know, my doctor made that on my file. So it's like, he needs to do this and go to the lab and take care of this. Now I'm coming in just willy-nilly with a bag of shit. And there's nothing on my file. I'm going to have to explain myself. So, I'm waiting in line. There's a mother with a kid in a stroller next to me. And the kid's, I forget what, he's just being super fucking cute. Like, stupid cute kid. You know, yeah, you know, like most kids are cute, but sometimes you just see a kid. It's like, God damn, what the fuck? You're the cutest little shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So I like, we didn't like have a whole conversation, but like the kid was making me laugh. I was talking to the mom a little bit. So it's like, all right, fuck. Now the person in front of me in line, we know each other. So this is, there's a new level of like, I'm going to feel awkward doing this and people are going to hear me. So I'm like thinking to myself, how can I get in? How can I just get in here without raising any flags? So I give my whatever you call it, my insurance card, to give my ID, and she's like, you know, she doesn't see anything on my file. What are you doing here? What do you want? What do you want from us?
Special delivery.
And so I raise my little brown bag, my little sandwich baggie, and I say, like, I've got I came up with the most like technical, professional sounding thing I could without actually referring to what it is in the bag. I said,
Doctor, give me the poos.
Got a bad case of colitis, apparently. So I say something along the lines of, like, I have a lab requested sample to turn in. Clear as day.
Fair enough.
Easy peasy. Not for this one. She says, "What do you mean?" So I think she assumed I was saying something else. Like, I think she thought I was like a, not a patient, but like a, what do you call it? Someone that's delivering something for the lab, not a patient delivering a sample of something. I think she took that to mean like I was a, there's a great word for that. Partner, not a partner, but someone delivering stethoscopes, whatever. Okay. So she's getting on my case, like, well, you're not supposed to go through here. Like, what are you doing? You're like, that's through the back entrance. I'm like, oh, no, this is through the back entrance. And so I realize I'm caught. I've got to come out and say it. The friendly lady and her cute baby are right next, like, 2 feet away from me. And I sigh. And I go, no. Raising the bag, I have a stool sample to deliver. And she's mortified. And she's like, oh, my God. Okay. They're there. They're down there.
Go to desk number 2.
You know what? It was at desk number 2. It was at whatever you call them, the station, station 2. That's very funny. Pure comedy. So I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
I'm back for the third time in this lab.
Back in a major way.
Back in a big way. I've passed out. I've made it through the gauntlet of delivering my feces. And my greatest nightmare, hey, all of a sudden, those two lovely vet techs are not there. It's okay. Someone else I have to talk to. And keep in mind, to get into the lab, there's like, you pull a number, there's a waiting procedure. I'm not doing that. I'm just walking in because I don't actually have an appointment to be there. They won't. My name won't go up on the thing. So I'm talking with this lady, just trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to explain, like, I was in here earlier and they forgot to give me a thing, so I'm turning this in. And like, as I'm midway through this, one of the techs that I knew now walks out, and I'm like, hurry. I think I just said, she knows me. I didn't say anything else to that person. She just left. She's like, thank God I'm talking to this fucking guy. And I'm like, I'm back. And then the other tech, I almost call her a vet tech again.
Where was this?
It was at the vet. It was at it was at the dog store next to my dentist. I get all my stuff done in the same building. So they were very happy to receive. They were like, oh, go to station 1. This was not 2, because 2 was busy. So I go to station 1.
Okay.
This is a different technician now. And this is something I want to... Just a type of person. And... You ever met someone that you would consider... Actually, I think we have a mutual person. We won't say their name. Or we will and we'll bleep it. The type of person that's like... clinically talkative. Like, talkative
I don't think that we just have one of those.
People who are talkative to the degree that it's like... a thing. Like, it feels like they don't even want to be talking anymore. They just have to.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
I think so.
And that's,
we'll talk about this later. I'm going to write it down so that I don't forget.
That is this tech. And I have to give this super talkative person my poop.
Yeah, okay.
And I do. She's like, what are you bringing me?
What's in the bag?
She opens the bag, sees what it is, and says, ooh, you brought me treats.
Oh, no.
This is the type of conversation we're going to get to. And she's okay. Laughing, and she's like, I'm just kidding. You know, you got to have a sense of humor. Let's take a look at it. She pulls it up, looks at it, And she looks me in the eye and goes, solid. And again, oh, I'm just kidding. You know, you gotta have fun when you're at this job. Nice color, by the way. Similar to mine.
Oh my god.
And I'm just awkwardly, nervously laughing this whole time. Like, I want this to end.
This would be absolutely mortifying to, like, experience in person. But, hey, hearing the playback is amazing.
Oh, no, I mean, instantly, I'm like, well, this goes to the podcast in some capacity. I'm dying. I'm like, it was mortifying. I hated it. Past that point, she was still talking, like, it was literally, she's going, like, saying that again, like, you gotta have a sense of humor doing this sort of thing. You know,
right, not to bring it back to improv, like, our listeners love, but, hey, that's the game, baby.
That's the game of this sketch. And she's, like, I trained under a mortician. And okay. I was going to do that for a while. And in that, you gotta have a sense of humor if you're gonna be a mortician. And so I'm like,
my jokes always kill.
Well, exactly. basically, she just took that and was then like, did you need to still have your blood test done? And both me and the vet tech who had taken my blood before were like, no!
No, 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 no.
And she was like, yeah, well, no, we did that already. We were first. And I, me being the funny person I am, I was like, we did it, and it went flawlessly. And the other tech laughed. It made me happy. Like, bye. I felt like they were my friends now.
You should have been like, you gotta have a sense of humor.
You gotta laugh. Mic drop. Where'd you get that mic? Anyways, that was my giant hospital or whatever you call it. Doctor, lab, urgent care visit. Just full of non-stop awkwardness.
Well, a cast of crazy characters.
You're telling me.
For sure.
If you want to, we spent all that time at that school kitty corner from the Target, but you want some really, real cut-ups? Just hang out at Kaiser.
Yeah.
Kaiser on Sunset. I'm out in the mall! No, they're a bunch of lovely people for the most part. Actually, for the entire part, everyone was very nice. But yeah, so that was a full day's worth of pure fucking chaos that resulted in me just throughout the day getting like 14 different notifications. Your lab tests are back, and going, hey, I'm going to check that out and see something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. There, nothing. All of it came back. I'm the healthiest person in the world, and I hate it. So I will probably have to have another colonoscopy. And boy, howdy. Maybe we'll record
live on the podcast.
We'll record on my day I can't eat, and you can hear how irritable I get. That sounds fun.
You or your bowels?
Ugh, both.
Great.
I'll record from the toilet.
I love it.
So I've obviously taken up a good 40 minutes or so. I've got some general thoughts and questions about the doctor, but I was wondering what you got going on. In terms of the end of the episode, what you got going on, but in terms of the topic of the episode.
Yeah, oh, time for plugs.
Time for plugs.
You know, I don't have a primary care physician at this time.
Damn.
That's something that, like, I associate with, like, being rich, you know? Like, having your own doctor, that's like a rich person thing to me. And, like, I know that it's not really,
yeah,
but it feels that way to me. And, like, I don't when I was in high school, I guess I had kind of like a, or maybe this was middle school. I don't know if I've been to the doctor since like middle school.
Holy shit.
For like any like real checkups, which is probably bad, but I would have to get a physical for like cross country every
same
year
for track.
And so that was like the only reason I ever really went to the doctor. Not a fan of those physicals. Between the times where they just ask you questions and it feels like a high pressure test of like what my lifestyle is like.
Yeah.
Or the parts where they, you know, gotta jingle the bells a little bit and see how everything's operating down there.
And we're, you know,
it's all
cross country and track. It's not Christmas time.
No.
What are you jingling these bells for?
Right.
Although I will say, I don't remember if I ever mentioned this. One year I got my bells jingled. I don't like the way it sounds anymore. But it was
you're welcome to come up with your own euphemisms.
On Valentine's Day. And it was a very nice female doctor that had to grab my balls and ask me to turn my head and cough.
You say buy me dinner first? Or?
Whoa, I said nothing. I said nothing.
I said nothing.
I just turned and left. And she said, Evan. I thought.
Cough.
But Evan, you still have to cough. So there's no time for coughing. I'm the healthiest boy alive. Then I jumped out the window.
Great. but I guess like I don't have a lot to add really.
That's fascinating.
In terms of that stuff, like I feel like I should have.
We need you to go to the doctor.
I think we do. I think I need to go to the doctor.
I think you do.
But
you eat a lot of hot dogs.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up. Oh, I've mostly cut those out of my life. I have like bratwurst and sausages sometimes now, but the ballpark Franks I've cut out of my diet for the last, I don't know, 10 months maybe.
All right.
Yeah, I've been making a push to start eating healthier.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, some of those, I'm not as good at it as I should be, but the most part, I've been trying to be better about that. Speaking of making a push, though, back to your stool sample story.
Oh, you're just loving this.
That's good shit. I wanted to hear these general thoughts and questions that you have, besides how could I not have been to the doctor? Because it's something you see, too, on, like, job applications and, like, any sort of paperwork. I feel like it's like, what's your primary care physician? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Well, and that's been my problem, and I guess fairly similar for you, where it's like when you live at where you grew up, you've got that place, even if it's like your former doctor. Well, I mean, if you went in middle school or high school, like you had a doctor still, you know.
Yeah.
And then you move, and that's why like I just went to the dentist for the first time in like a decade.
Yeah.
And it's like, I moved and lost track of. I've moved too many times, and every time I move, it's I've lived here a while, but I still moved from Long Beach to here. So it's like I was in Long Beach for a year. I should find a dentist, but then I moved to LA, and that thought goes out of my mind. And I changed several jobs. Every time you do that, you have different dental insurance. Now not all the same dentists are available. So I always just keep putting... So it's just, same with doctor, long story short.
Yeah.
I had a doctor in Long Beach, but I don't know. I think we're both just at that general age range where it's like, moving and job changes happen. This is when it happens.
Yeah.
But got something very exciting to share.
Oh.
Hopefully something positive.
Okay.
I just got an email. Okay. I have another test result.
Now, this you gonna read it live on mic?
Over a week since I've received a test result. Let's see, we got 10 test results in all. This apparently is my EKG, which I assume
yeah, you know me.
When they thought I was dying when I passed out. and you know what? This isn't exciting because for whatever reason, they haven't added the standard range in here, which is normally how I know if anything's good or bad. But my ventricular rate, hey, that's 66 BPM. Same with my atrial rate.
Is that
rate,
when you were doing work with a puppet? Your ventricular.
Yes. Okay. That was how many words I could say in a minute.
Yeah. Right.
But they only count the words where my mouth's not moving. Otherwise, right. You know, scratch the record. Scratch the record.
Scratch the record.
Anyways, that was significantly less exciting than I hoped. I hoped it'd be like, you died 6 years ago. That's right, I'm a ghost. Okay. The most... Man, we're running out of time. I've only got... let's see. The most awkward... This has never happened to me. And I'm assuming hasn't happened to you either. So... Okay. This is a hypothetical, but in my mind, this is a thing that happens. Not in my mind, in real world, this is a thing that happens, and in my mind, this is the most awkward thing that can happen, going to a doctor, is you come in, say you're someone like me, where they're just like, hey, man, we don't know what the fuck's going on with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you're at a hospital, or an emergency room, or just an urgent care, whatever... They'll be like, hey, we got some medical students checking some shit out. We're going to bring them in to take a look because they ought to see this. Because this is unusual. You're weird.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It'd be great for these college kids to come get a look at you and your sweet ass. I know a few people this has happened to. And they're like, you know, it's awkward, but whatever.
Was Al Pacino their doctor?
Oh, yeah.
That great ass.
Great ass.
Yeah, I would hate this.
No, And I'm like, I'm an organ donor on my driver's license. I'd happily donate my skeleton to a school, to that same medical school. Fine with that. I never want this to happen. I don't want to.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe I'd be okay with it if it wasn't phrased like, hey, this is weird. We want as many novice eyes on it as we can get. And if it was just like, hey, medical students are, you know, making the rounds and trying to learn. Is it okay if they sit in on this appointment? I thought at first I would be okay with it if it was that way, even if the doctor was bringing them in because it was something weird. But if they phrased it that way, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, no, I don't. I barely want the doctor to look at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ugh. But gotta do it sometimes. Ugh. Yeah. I hope that doesn't come. I know someone who went to a doctor in LA somewhere that is like the whole, like there are professional doctors there, but the whole place is for medical students, so you're being treated by medical students who are being watched over by a doctor, but that's mm-hmm. it, whatever you're doing, it's all you're in the hands of some 21 year old.
Yeah.
I don't know at what point. I know you got to go to medical school for like 8 years. I don't know at what point you like are allowed to do that sort of shit. I would assume far enough into it you'd be a little older.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But that is a couple other things I want to bring up, and I'm going to bring them up quick because we're running out of time. One thing that infuriates me is the complete, like, I know they do. I know they do. They have to. But every time I've been to the doctor, it feels like nobody communicates with one another between doctors and nurses and vet techs.
Right.
Where you get in, we probably mentioned this in the waiting room episode. You're in the waiting room, you get a sheet, or I've gotten an iPad semi-recently. That was kind of exciting. Oh, I gotta fill.
Now I do have to go to
now
the doctor.
Now I gotta see this. Gotta fill stuff out, except that was to see a therapist. So it's like, tell us about how you want to kill yourself.
Okay.
The iPad feels a little, I don't know. I'd rather a pencil and paper for this one.
You don't want to see what the like smart type auto fills in for you.
Exactly. But so you go, you're in the waiting room, you get that sheet, and it's like, hey, what's wrong with you? And you spend like 15 minutes filling this every detail out. My medical history. This is why I'm worried about this. This is what's happening to me in grotesque detail. And you hand it off to someone. And then the nurse comes in with that in hand and goes, well, what's going on? And you have to say it again. She goes, okay, well, check, check, check. All right. Well, the doctor will be in a bit. He comes in with that same paper in hand. Says, what's going on? You have to do it again. Yeah. And if something happens where it's like you leave and, oh, it's back, I've got to go back. It doesn't matter who the doctor is you're seeing. They're starting over. Starting from ground zero. So, what was the... they act like they know a little bit. Like, you came in like a week ago. What was that about? And what's this about?
You hear about this? You see this?
You hear about this? The nurses around here are saying you brought a bag of shit with you.
What's the deal with your colitis flare-up?
What's the deal? Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go to Dr. Seinfeld.
Dr. Seinfeld. He's operating on you, and then Dr. Kramer skids into the room.
Whoa!
Dr. Seinfeld! Giddy up to the operating room.
That's how I get a junior mint stuck in me.
That's true.
Seinfeld reference on Netflix now. Watch the Junior Mint episode. It's a good one. but it's like there's the wait in between the nurse and the doctor, and it's always such a long wait, and
it's a long wait.
It feels like you have a hotel room for a second. You just got this room to yourself. Sometimes you're laying down already.
But you're stuck in that, like, gown that they give you.
Yeah.
And I hate the gown.
I think I hate the gown, too. I didn't have to have a gown this time. But I'm like, what else is going on in that wait if not discussion? Or reading of the sheet? Or reading the test results that the vitals that the nurse got? What is the doctor up to in that way? Tending to other people?
See, I always thought that the doctor was just backed up on appointments and that the appointments are scheduled too close together for the healthcare place's own good.
Yeah. And that is a great place to say, hey, all you doctors and nurses and vet techs out there, we love you. Appreciate you. You're quite needed at this time. I hope it hasn't come off that I dislike you.
No, we'll go bang our pots and pans together tonight.
It's been so long since anyone's banged a pot or a pan. Was that happening here? I never heard.
I don't know. I think that was mostly in Europe.
Well, they did it in Seattle. I know, because I would always be on my Zoom chat in the evening with my friends and would hear it on whatever. No, that
That's
was
true.
Night.
I guess they did it in New York.
New York,
too.
They did too. Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think here. I don't think that. anybody here gives a shit about anyone but themselves.
Yeah. So. We don't have our own pots and pans. We rent them. should we wrap this shit up?
Yeah, let's do
it. Felt like a fast episode because I essentially just told one long story. But hey, it was worth sharing, wasn't it?
It was.
And that's not a how you doing. I couldn't have done
no.
it.
No.
How am I doing? We got too many stories. That's how I'm doing. Did we learn anything? I don't think so.
You gotta have a sense of humor.
You gotta have a sense of humor if you're gonna do this stuff. If you have to... Honestly, I think what I learned is if you're gonna have to give a stool sample, you should get go in there and be ready to do it there. And you don't have to come back in because that sucked. Having to explain to a complete stranger what's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
That was unpleasant. Poo at your doctor's.
Poo at your doctor's.
Mm, wise words. Liked them when they came out of my mouth, and then hearing them come back at me, liked it even more.
You can listen to words come out of Evan's mouth and then get repeated back to him on a variety of episodes of How Do We Human, and you can find this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, yes. on Amazon Music,
True.
On Pocket Casts, also. On howdowehuman.com.
Oh, the website.
Yes, praise Daddy Podbean. really, anywhere that you get your podcasts, you can find How Do We Human. New episodes every Monday. You can leave us a review. You can give us a rating. You can subscribe to this podcast so that you get those new episodes every Monday.
That's right.
Even though some places say we're bi-monthly or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Jake, that are they still
that's false.
That?
we're weekly every Monday.
Yeah, it still says you updated can... bi-weekly. Little jerks.
Yeah, you can also, of course, follow us on our social media, see some photos, see some short clips from the episode that you listened to earlier in the week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or get a little tease and be like, I gotta listen to that episode.
Oh, you'd love a little tease.
You love a little tease, just like Evan's doctor is doing to him about his colonoscopy. We're teasing you about episodes we want to insert into your holes that are in your ears.
That was graphic.
Your ear holes.
It didn't feel like leaving you can off ears would have been that graphic, but goddamn.
You can be on these social media apps. I'm talking Instagram at How Do We Human.
We got that handle.
Is that you during the colonoscopy?
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at How Do We Human Pod.
We tweet those tweets.
Is that when it's over? The colonoscopy?
Yeah, it's over.
When
it's over, you just wake up in a room and you're farting with a bunch of strangers. It's the weirdest thing.
That's just a Tuesday.
You come out of being out and everybody's farting. That part I do recommend because you wake yourself up with your own farts.
You can follow us on Facebook at
late episode reveal. Oh, I'm lightheaded. I'm gonna pass out again. Facebook.
You can also send us an email at howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
You gotta get that handle. I think I talked over the Facebook one, so I don't remember what
that's
it was.
Fine.
What.
Who
and
who
hey,
cares?
Like we said the other time, send us your how you doings.
Yeah.
We like this idea. And we hope you do too. So send us
if
that
if you
want
to have your colonoscopy live on the podcast, please reach out to us at that email.
Yeah, I'll be asleep for it, so who gives a shit? Except the doctors.
Evan.
That's my name.
You have anything else you'd like to plug?
Don't wear it out. Of course. That was a thing we used to say all the time. How fun is that?
How fun is that? That's you call name. Me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, oh, these are good jokes. I have something going on. You know, you might have noticed, or maybe you haven't, all the way up there in fancy North Hollywood.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's fucking raining.
It is raining.
It's raining a bunch.
We're not so different, you and I.
We're not. I try to make us different, though. That is what people say. They listen. They're like, they're so different.
They're so
he
different.
He goes to the doctor, and he doesn't.
How are they going to do a podcast together?
It's raining out there, and I've noticed over the years, well, A, living in Seattle, there's a big fucking push against umbrellas. People don't like umbrellas in Seattle. They say you're not a real Seattleite if you use an umbrella. I think that's horseshit. I like umbrellas. I like to be dry.
Yeah.
But regardless, I don't see people here use umbrellas very often either. I think umbrellas are going away. I think they're uncool.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
I can see that.
Because, especially now, we're all using our cell phones everywhere you go. You know, it says it's waterproof. I'm not going to test it.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, you got to walk and you got to do something. You got to cross the street staring at your phone. You know, frogger your way around traffic. And I've got just the way to do that. Think of it as a small, it's shaped like a car. And it just goes over your body. And it covers your head. And there's a little, like, hat-like thing that supports it. It's very light, but it keeps you completely dry. And now you've got a little shelter. It's got a window? What is that
windshield?
Called? Windshield. It's got a window like a car. So you can see where you're going. Your feet are free. It's like a Flintstones thing, except it weighs next to nothing. And is keeping you dry. You can look at your phone the whole way. And we'll just get these little cars going around the sidewalks, too. And we'll never have to see each other again.
I love that.
Yeah. Currently calling it Rain, Rain, Go Away. I'm in my little car today.
Fantastic.
And I think that's going to catch on. So I'm building a prototype right now. But chances are, as soon as it stops raining, I'll lose interest. But no promises. On that.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, right. What you got going on?
Well, you know, you and I have clearly both been very inspired by the rain.
Of course.
Of course, we love a rainy night.
Love a rainy night.
But, you know, sometimes when it's raining, it's really inconvenient to go outside. Especially
true.
In Los Angeles, where nobody knows what they're doing behind the wheel of their large automobile.
That's true.
When it's raining. I am working on a proposal to the city to let me dig a bunch of tunnels underground
people.
To let me get to where I need to go. Yeah, I'd like to create a sort of colony of mole people that still have places to get to in the rain, but don't want to go outside and get wet.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll operate little mine carts. It'll be fun.
Love that.
So check out my mine if it gets approved.
My mine.
My mine.
Can I have little Matrix Reloaded-esque rave parties?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Then I will.
Give the people what they want.
I'm going to need to buy some more leather. I need a leather cloak. Doctor, you did it to us and you did it good.
I concur.
All right. I was going to say ah. That's a dentist thing. But
yeah. Would you like a Scooby-Doo Band-Aid at the end of this episode?
Damn,
a little lollipop?
Great. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.